Work reports.
Finally, it's going to cost £600,000 and will have pride of place in Parliament Square, right next to the statue of Nelson Mandela. I am, of course, talking about the new Gandhi statue, which last week got the go-ahead from Westminster Council. So the 9-foot-tall bronze sculpture could go up in January. Age Network's Bianca Delady has been to see it at the studio of Philip Jackson, who's been commissioned with the work.
So in the studio here, which we're just approaching, you'll see for the first time the size of the sculpture.
Here in a studio in rural Sussex, sculptor Philip Jackson has been busy creating his latest masterpiece.
As we go in, you can see in front of you the rather strange figure clad in rubber and its hard jacket. And this hard jacket will hold that rubber in shape when it goes to the foundry.
He's created many well-known statues, including one of Sir Alex Ferguson at Old Trafford. But there's even more pressure than usual over this one. For a start, it'll have to please over 1 billion people in India.
He's got his dhotis on, which just show underneath. He's got his sandals. So it's quite clearly Gandhi and what Gandhi wore. He's sort of looking downward slightly, and he's sort of holding his hands together like this. So I hope that will come over in the sculpture.
The sculptor says the 9-foot-tall bronze statue is from a very special moment in history.
In 1931, came to London and he went to 10 Downing Street to see the then Prime Minister Ramsay MacDonald, and there were a lot of photographs taken of him actually standing outside 10 Downing Street, and that seemed to be a very good sort of hook to hang the sculpture on. And of course he didn't have his stick with him because he was, you know, he was going to see the Prime Minister. He was wearing quite a heavy shawl,
right?
So, and he was well wrapped up because I think it was November. So in a way that was more appropriate for a sculpture that's going to go into a sort of North European country.
Because when you do think about Mahatma Gandhi, you always remember him with the walking stick, without the shawl, with the dhoti, which is the traditional Indian outfit. Yeah. So this particular statue behind me, it's going to have a shawl.
He's got a shawl, but quite a sort of heavy weave. So it was warmer, particularly for this country.
We're obviously in Midhurst.
Yes.
And we're in your studios, and I'm looking at this beautiful sculpture. Now, end of January, this will be in Parliament Square.
Yeah.
When people look at it, what do you want them to see?
Well, I hope they'll see what I've tried to put into it, and that is this great man, his compassion, his thoughtfulness, his strength, his determination, and his serenity.
Philip Jackson says he's working day and night to make sure the statue is ready to be unveiled in January next year. Lots of big names are expected to be there when it happens at what's likely to be a major international event.